The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 290.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a yoga instructor, and I'm just really glad to have her on and share her story with us. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Steph Kang. Steph, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Kang. I'm doing great. I am a yoga instructor based out of Los Angeles. And I'm very passionate about just helping people find their inner truth, your inner passion through yoga, meditation, and just that finding connection to your true self within, as well as connecting to that oneness with nature, with pet, you know, surrounding, things like that. And I'm originally from Korea, Seoul, Korea. I was born in Seoul, Korea, and I moved to U.S. when I was 11, I grew up in Santa Monica.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Steph, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote is that no one is special and everyone is special.
I like that. It's actually the first time I've heard it, because a lot of people feel like they don't have anything to contribute to the world, or they don't have any skills or talents. Mm-hmm. Not realizing that each one of us has a certain skill or talent that nobody else has in this planet. So, you know, to know that we are all special in our own way, that's how we can bring out who we are and what we can do. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
I think self-confidence coming from knowing who you are, not influenced by others' opinions. Yeah, and then honoring that, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree, especially growing up as an Asian woman, you know, we're always influenced by our peers or family telling us what to do or what we should do versus what we want to do. So we can go out there and do our own thing and not be afraid of what others may think, that's when we can go live life to the fullest, live, you know, our truth. So, you know, I like that definition that you mentioned. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
It was definitely trying to please my parents, you know, especially like coming from that Asian background. You're always seeking for approval from the parents and trying to do what you think would please them.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something most Asian women go through, right? Learning, you know, doing our best to make our parents proud, thinking that, you know, if we do good, that's when they will only love us, not realizing that our parents will love us regardless of what happens. And, you know, growing up with Asian parents, it's not always, they're not always as expressive, so it's hard to tell, right?
Yes.
We know deep inside that they do love us regardless of what we do. So, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you didn't have to be people-pleasing or seeking for approval? What was that aha moment in your life?
Well, sometimes tragedy happens. So for me, it's pretty extreme. I was working at a bank and I was robbed at gunpoint. So for me, it took that to realize.
Wow, I didn't expect that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's
pretty extreme than most people.
But sometimes it takes extreme events like that to realize that life is short and you have to go out there and, you know, live your life. Sorry, you know, when you mentioned that, I was like, whoa. But, you know, it's great to know that, like, something that crazy can help you realize, like, life is short. Go out there and do what you love. You know, instead of working at the bank, you're a yoga instructor. You're doing what you want to do versus what's safe or what's right according to, you know, society or your family. And, you know, because of that incident, like, what's your life been like now?
Well, that changed everything. So initially, back then, you know, I was always passionate about becoming a designer, a graphic designer. So actually went back to school for graphic design. I was a graphic designer for 16 years. So I think before that happened, you know, like Oprah always says, the universe gives you whispers, and if you don't listen to it, it keeps giving like stronger signal until you would listen to it. So I think, you know, I was that stubborn person that didn't listen to the whispers, which is why it took such an extreme event for me to make those changes. And from then on, I always just follow, you know, my heart. So I was happily doing graphic design for 16 years. And then the yoga instructor thing came out later, and it just happened more organically because I'm always more in tune with, you know, what is right for me.
Thanks for sharing that. And I like how, mm-hmm. how you said that yoga organically happened, like it just happened naturally. And I think we forget that, you know, when things happen naturally, that's when we can like live our life, go out there and, you know, be able to live our truth, be that authentic person, because we love it so much. It just naturally happens, and people can see how much you love what you do. And, you know, I'm glad the universe was able to give you a whisper. I don't know if being held at gunpoint is considered a whisper, but maybe a loud whisper.
No, what I'm saying is I didn't listen to probably all the whispers that happened before. That's why it took like a big shouting for me to make a change, is what I was trying to say. Because Oprah says, like, you always get the whisper. If you don't listen to it, then something worse until you listen to it. Incrementally, something worse, like a louder voice will kind of try to nudge you in the right direction. And if you don't listen to it, like the whole wall can just crumble.
I totally agree. So maybe whisper wasn't the word, but yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes we can be so stubborn, right? I know I can be stubborn, and it takes like, you know, kind of like falling in your face to realize like, okay, it's time to wake up and
realize. Back then I was very rigid, very stubborn, very much into the parent pleasing. So I wouldn't have been able to hear the whispers at all.
Well, I'm glad you're able to hear them now. And, you know, and if our listeners were tuning into your episode, you know, they may be in a similar journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to them?
I think, you know, sometimes people mistake self-confidence as being perfect at what you want to do, but you don't have to wait for you to be really good at whatever you want to do to have the self-confidence. Self-confidence is just believing that you're going on in the right path, and just knowing that you're giving your best and doing your best at each moment.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's just always about taking action, right, regardless what happens.
Mm-hmm.
As women, especially like Asian women, we're afraid to make a mistake, not realizing it's part of the
and
process.
Having a sense of humor and allowing yourself to make the mistake and just putting yourself out there. And then the more you do it and get more comfortable with it, then that's when you build your confidence. You can't wait to have the confidence first before taking the actions.
I totally agree with you. So thanks for sharing those awesome tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, all my social media handles are Turtle Flow Yoga, like the animal, TurtleFlow Yoga. And that's also my website, turtleflowyoga.com. And if you go and sign up for my newsletter, I offer a PDF of a chair yoga sequence. You can do it at work so that you can be more tension-free while at work.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Steph, you can also head on over to the taofselfconfidence.com and search for Steph's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just wanted to thank Steph for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Not a problem. It was a pleasure having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll catch you later. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.